Hey guys.
LousyWeatherMedia.com, Basement Comedy Show 3, Stitcher, iTunes. Fuck it. Enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show. That one friend, right? All right, it's like a friend. You ever have the friend that's like a girl, right? There's a friend, like, say a friend that you're in love with, right? Or at least were back in the day, okay? And you resided to the fact that, you know, you're never gonna be with that person.
Okay.
So you're friendly with them. You talk to them.
Right.
You talk to them.
Yeah. Not gonna burn the bridge.
And then sometimes you just have conversations with them where you're just listening to them talk about taking home uncircumcised Spaniards and having sex with them while you're trying to sit and eat chicken sandwiches.
That sounds specific. I don't know if I've experienced that, but I can imagine that has to fucking suck.
When I eat chicken sandwiches, I turn my phone off.
Yeah, you don't want to hear about that shit. Just in case there's a Spanish uncircumcised fetus floating around in the ether that some chick I like sucked.
It is funny, though.
How was your chicken sandwich?
Yeah, I didn't really get to enjoy it.
Yeah, I would imagine.
How can you?
You're just sitting there, you're trying to just like eat it, and it's not like it made me mad or anything. It's just like, well, that's a conversation that we're having now, apparently. I will accept this.
How do I segue out of this? Yeah. That's what I'd be thinking.
I went into a conversation about Uber.
Wow.
Yeah,
Uber cabs?
Yeah, because it scares me. I don't know how murderers are not just fielding the land of Uber.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, when you Uber, I don't get it. Like, what is Uber's extensive psychoanalysis process for their Uber drivers? What episode is it today, Paul?
78?
7, maybe?
77? 77. I think it's 77.
Yeah, 77. Who we got here today, Paul?
Go ahead, introduce yourself, sir.
Hello, I'm Dylan Lusk.
Bam.
And you,
coming in with authority.
Famous Kent comedian.
I know you're in a short film called The Exterminators.
Yes.
I watched about 5 minutes of it right before I went to sleep.
Nice.
It was like,
that's how it goes.
That's like a review. I watched 5 minutes of before I fell asleep.
That is kind of a terrible way to put it. I don't feel well today. I feel fucking terrible. I got like an ear infection. It's one of those ear infections that like hits you right here.
In the ear.
And then, but like, you can feel it all the way in your teeth. So it runs, and I can feel the direct line coming from right here all the way through my cheek.
Right by his nose.
And then straight down. So if I touch right here, it's just a line of pain right up to the ear.
You should stop touching it.
I touch right there, it's just a line of pain.
We're not even videoing this.
Demonstrate it on the other side. Gotta hurt.
So, like,
why are you tearing up, Sean?
That's the experience I'm in right now. And then, where was I going with that?
I don't know. You just said, like, it seems like you don't feel well.
Yeah.
Today's been against you, as it seems like.
Today was against me. Check this out.
Okay.
So I had this guy try and fight me today.
He tried to fight you, or you tried to?
He tried to fight me. I was like, man, this shit's dented. And he was like, come say that outside of me, bro.
Fuck off. Wait, hold on. Who was this? We were at the supermarket, and you're like, hey, this can's dented.
He's like,
far.
These cans are dented.
It was Mr. Acme. He's like, hell no, dude.
No, I mean, I don't want to get too specific into everything.
Okay.
But so it was our product order delivery guy today at my work, right?
That was pretty specific.
So, well, you know, I'm not using names.
We don't know
names.
Where he works.
True, not true. Using names.
All right, fair enough. All right.
Names
okay.
And companies and, you know, things like that. So I get a box sent to me of aluminum tins, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, man, this box is kind of ripped open or whatever. I was like, that's fine. But when I look inside the box, I got about 40 of them so dented, I can't use them.
Right, beyond repair.
So I was just, when he came in the door, this might be a long, dumb story.
I'm in. Some guy tried to fight you. I feel like there's a payoff it's got at some point.
I don't really think so.
Okay.
So I might just get angry. That might be the only payoff. So
angry sounds funny.
I say, man, you see these, how these are fucked up. Like, I can't use these.
Right.
What do you want to do about it? I said, I mean, I need them.
Right.
And but these ones are fucked up.
Correct.
Well, what do you want to do about it? I said, he said, I didn't have to bring it inside. I said, well, I ordered them and I need them. So I'll just call my sales rep.
Right.
And get a credit for the dented.
Yeah, and he'll take back the shit.
And
as they do.
And then he's like, all right, well, whatever you want to do about it, because I didn't even have to bring it inside. So I said, walk away. And I said, you know, never mind. What's your name?
Oh,
I'm going to call and complain about you.
Right.
What I'm going to do now.
Because he's being a piece of shit.
I'm like, because obviously you guys fucked this thing up. And he's like, we didn't fuck up anything. It came on my truck that way. Why are you cussing at me? So then it turned into that, why are you cussing at me? And I'm like, I don't know. I say the fucking F word. Like, oh, I'm like, shit. I didn't say fuck you. I just said the English language is what I did over here.
But did you make that comparison? I didn't say fuck you?
Yeah, I made
that's
that
awesome. Because it's like, I want to say fuck you.
I'm like, I didn't tell you fuck you.
Right.
I said, these things are
fucked
up.
Yeah, describing something that has nothing to do with him other than it was on his
Why are you still cussing at me? I said, I'm just saying the fucking F word. Are you a fucking kid?
The fucking F word.
And then, yeah, then I amazing. Said that so many times. It's the fucking F word. And then, so he starts going, you're shaking. And I'm like, yeah, because you're still in my fucking face instead of bringing in the rest of my fucking order. And he's like, why are you shaking? I'm like, because you're still in my fucking face instead of bringing in my fucking order. Right? Well, this is me yelling at him
in
the middle of the shop.
Yeah. Is anyone in there?
Two employees.
No customers, though. Because they might have been holy fuck, he's going to throw my hot pizza in this dude's face. Damn, I'm going to have to wait another 10 minutes, but this is insane.
And he is like, you are still cussing at me. And I'm like, I'm saying the fucking F word because it's fucking America, and I can talk the fucking way I want. And he's like, yeah, you'll say that in here, but you won't come say that outside to me.
Oh, my
Boom,
God.
Boom, I'm fucking outside in a heartbeat. Right in this motherfucker's face, dude. Like, you want me to say it outside to you? You want me to say it outside to you? Like, I'm getting so hyped. I was boss honking that motherfucker. Like, Akron.
Reference.
I smoke K2. So I was just in this guy's face. So then he's like, oh, it doesn't have to be like that, man. It doesn't have to be like
what
that, man.
What the fuck?
And I said, yeah, exactly. And I start to walk away, and one of my employees like get in the way.
Oh, nice.
The two of us.
And, hold me back, dude. Hold me back.
And she's like looking at him because he has another guy with him bringing in orders. So it's not only him.
Is that dude still bringing in orders this whole time? He's like, fuck, man. Every store, this dude does this.
Every time. She's going, dude, just stay outside and let the other guy bring it in.
Right.
Just stop where it is. He's asked you to get out of the store like
right,
30 times.
Yeah, get out of my face.
Just leave it where it is. And so he's outside going, and I'm on the phone with my sales rep by this point going, you have your driver out here telling me to come outside and talk fucking shit. And I'm going to get in his fucking face. Like, it's happening. And
so this person now is like playing mom. He's like, sir, like what's happening when that conversation?
Oh yeah, he's like, what do you mean? I was like, I was like, this is the best part too. Okay, so I call him because their order.
Were you
still
saying the fucking
in.
F word, sir? He doesn't like that.
The order's still coming in. I call my sales rep and I'm like, and the way he answers without even saying hello, he just goes, the meatballs, right? And I was like. The meatballs? What the fuck are you talking about? The meatballs?
Sir, don't say the fucking F
he's
word
like,
to me.
He's like, no.
Why
like,
you gotta cuss at me, dude? The whole company's like that.
He's like, Fontanini's completely out of meatballs. We don't have any meatballs to send anybody. Everybody gets short of meatballs. And I was like,
he's been taking that call all day, and then he gets this. He's already getting fucked because
the
meatballs.
Oh,
he's like the meatballs. I know, sir. I got this handled now. And
honestly,
you're like, no.
Someone's trying to fight me. He's like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
See, I figured you'd be like, just my day.
I'm like, yo, I got your driver outside asking me to fucking come outside and fight him. And I'm like, because I'm complaining about dented product. That was like. I'm like, what's going on here? Are you guys not okay?
Awkward.
Put your elbow meat into that thing right there. Yeah, the elbow meat. Just put the elbow meat into
that
it.
That elbow meat.
Yeah, like that. That's what it is. There's like, dude.
I tried that.
All right.
What was that?
Yeah.
nice appearance.
And a little
elbow meat.
In a little segue.
In high school.
Yeah, in a little
yo, elbow
brought
meat.
To you by elbow meat.
The leanest of cuts. It's bone.
In a little segue, in that we did that after the comedy show, we did that little interview with Elania. And
yeah, yeah.
We're all in pretty super drunk territory. I couldn't get the microphone stand to hold, and just like that.
Yeah.
And all you hear is me going, elbow meat. Elbow meat. Does anybody got some elbow meat?
Like, your boy needs some elbow meat.
Like, yeah, and I don't even, but me and him.
That's incredible.
Me and him listened to it like three times trying to figure out what the fuck I was talking about. You just, like, everybody's talking, you just hear me in the background going, elbow me. Anybody elbow got that? Me. Anybody got that elbow me? Anybody? But anyway, so this driver is, he's at the back door going, oh, you, I'm on the phone with the sales rep.
Right.
He's outside on the phone and he's like, I'm calling.
No, it's not the goddamn meatballs.
He's like, I'm calling my supervisor. And then I guess my driver was standing there next to him and heard him saying shit like, this guy fucked with the wrong dude. He won't come outside and say that shit to me. He won't come outside and say that shit to me. And she's like, you're talking to your supervisor? And he's like holding his phone out going, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
It says supervisor.
And he's like.
That's what he calls his woman.
I'm walking around through the shop and he's still standing at the back door with the door popped open. So I'm just like, fucking death staring the dude while I'm talking to the fucking thing. I'm like, dude, Todd, the dude's still standing at my back door talking shit. He won't fucking leave, no matter how many times I've asked him to leave.
Right.
And he's like, was the product order in yet? And I said, yeah, because my fucking two employees went there and got it off the truck because he's too busy talking fucking shit at the back door. Like, they literally pulled all the rest of the stuff off the truck for him and brought it inside.
What about dude number two that was fucking...
I don't even remember what happened to him.
He just quit.
He dropped off the thing of flour.
Get out of here. Shit.
He dropped
off fucking meatballs today. These tins are fucking smashed. This dude's cussing.
Going through this over fucking cans. He dropped off like five bags of flour and just left. But I was in the middle of the...
This you guys is can fucking America. I can talk how I want. USA! USA!
Like an American flag drapes down the back of the oven.
So... And then finally, okay, I come back around and he's like, look, my man, we got to resolve this because this is my route. So, okay, a minute ago it was, you want to fucking fight me outside and right now you want to resolve it?
Because it's your route.
I just looked at him. I was like, I've already been on the phone with my sales rep. You are never going to be at my shop again. You're off this route. It don't fucking matter. Like, you're not coming here again.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, we need to resolve this. I said, we already have. You're not coming here. Sorry, bro.
Resolved.
Yeah. And then he was like, dude, why can't we handle this? You still want to talk? And I'm like, no, I want you the fuck away from my back door and shut that fucking shit and leave.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, we need to resolve it. I said, no, you need to fucking leave.
Wow.
And then I walked away. And he's still talking to the one fucking driver. I turned back around. I was like, dude, if you don't fucking leave right now, I'm calling 911. And I'm going to make you leave.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. You're fucking trespassing now. How many times have I asked you to fucking leave? Leave. You're never fucking coming back. Boom. Shut the door and fucking locked it. And that was the last I heard from that guy.
What about Todd? Did Todd call back?
Oh, yeah. Sincerest apologies for that
two sets of
meatballs. That utter lack of professionalism. They're like,
all the cans you want.
Yeah. It was just like,
a whole truck full of tins coming.
Not one dented.
Yeah. One dude's going to give you a hand job. You can say the fuck word to him as many times as you like.
Just tell him, fuck, 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 yeah.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
As he takes meatballs out of a new carton. Yeah.
That was my experience, though. I was just kind of like... When it was all done, I was like, fuck that guy.
Yeah, honestly.
I was
like,
I was just kind of
what
like,
a weird way to have a day today to fight a guy that was just dropping off your
but
shit.
It was just kind of like.
Why the fuck did it matter to him so much is what I was
when
wondering.
The product was dented. I was just kind of like, hey, man, these
are
fucked
up. Do you think he gets fined for it? I doubt it.
No, he's just got to do math
on
the invoice.
It's
not hard.
And then
calculators and shit.
He's like, what do you want to do about it? What do you want to do about it? I guess I'm just going to call my sales rep. Well, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what, motherfucker? You're being a dick. You're talking back to me, giving me fucking attitude over 30 to 40 fucking dented tins.
Right.
You know what I mean? And this isn't
even the first time. I feel like it's no skin off his ass.
This isn't even the first time I had a problem with the guy. Same guy.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes. I had a problem with this guy one other time before.
Oh, shit.
Where our furnace was out at the store, and it was like 15 degrees outside, right?
Okay.
And he was bringing an order, and he just popped the back door open, and it was lollygagging around. And I was like, yo, hey, man, our furnace was out, or our furnace is out. Yeah. So with that back door popped open.
Try to hustle.
I said, well, I was like, you're killing us with the back door popped open. And he was like, all you have to do is ask, man. I said, that's what I'm doing.
Right.
You don't have to get a fucking attitude when you, so whoa, it was already.
Yeah. About to say, I was like, here
bring
it comes.
That word out. But I just say the fucking F word. It's yeah. It's the way I fucking talk. Like, I'm not malicious in saying the fucking right. F word.
It's just how you.
It's goddamn America. It's the way we're. Goddamn raised the USA fucking B.
Fuck yeah.
Another Jesus flag Christ. Just dropped behind Sean. I don't know where yeah. he keeps these.
I mean, I'm
a new, bigger flag has Sean, dropped behind.
Sean has one of those horse whips. He's got like a fucking sergeant's uniform on. He's speaking in front of it now.
I'm fucking living in America, dude. I don't know what country you guys are living in. Are you living in America?
Fucking America, dude.
I'm fucking living in America. Is that all the... Did I just shock everybody? You don't have anything to comment on
this? I thought
this
was Canada.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. That was the true north.
The land of the dent-free can.
What's up? What's... No, this is living in America, motherfucker.
Oh, right on. Oh. This is our break.
We are taking a break, sure.
Oh, okay. This is good.
It better be good. I expected it to be right off the bat, living in America. But it was just like, instead they're going to give me like a 3 minute.
Real American.
They're going to give me a three
jazz. I was thinking American Badass.
Ooh. Nice.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Sean just with his shirt off with a weird stringy hair and a red hat. Ah, am. Just holding a microphone stand like a fucking guitar.
I love America.
Hey guys, head on over to the Kickstarter.com, hit the discover button, type in the 9 Lives of Claw animated series. It's good dudes. They're on episode 69 of the main show, and if you haven't heard it, then go listen to it now. Throw them some shekels, they have a lot of cool tiers, and now enjoy the rest of the show.
Mike DeWine says that this crime shows just how bad the heroin addiction is.
Heroin. Results in this horrible, horrible tragedy of this little child having to endure what she's had to endure.
30-year-old April Kekorin charged with 27 felony counts for allegedly forcing her daughter to engage in sexual acts with her drug dealer. Police say the mother also forcefully injected her daughter with heroin. Kekorin's drug dealer is this man, 41-year-old Shandell Willingham. He is charged with 26 felony counts, including rape and pandering sexually oriented matter involving a minor. The young girl is now living with her father and stepmother. According to the Hamilton County prosecutor, some of the sexual acts, which happened from February to June last year, were videotaped here at Willingham's apartment on Coleraine Avenue near Monmouth Street. A neighbor told us about him.
In living here, I've seen him a few times coming in and out of the main area. Doesn't talk very much to the other people. But there's, you know, I always see people walking in and out with him.
Kekorin's family opened the door when Fox 18 Now went to her home in Pleasant Plain in Warren County. However, they did not wish to speak and instead held up a sign. Neighbors told us they didn't know much about Kekorin, but they said her family was full of nice people.
Heroin destroys families. Heroin causes people to care about nothing other than feeding their habit.
Last year, heroin drug overdoses killed nearly 300 people in Hamilton County. Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine and Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters wants to hold drug dealers more accountable and are looking to change legislation.
It's literally the same custom
as
room
if you
for
sell
dream.
Drugs, heroin.
There's like an eyeball that results in death.
You can be prosecuted for manslaughter.
Currently, prosecutors have to prove it was a foreseeable death to charge drug dealers. DeWine will propose the new legislation in the upcoming session. We reached out to the Warren County Jobs and Family Services to see whether
Where's the lock for the television?
To tell us that reporting in front of the Hamilton County Justice Center, Lindsay Wapshaw, Fox 19.
That's probably one of the most fucked up stories I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was wild.
She just trafficked her 11-year-old daughter to her.
Are we live?
Yeah, I got him on. We're just going to go ahead.
All right. Let's go
ahead. Today's been a weird episode. It's been a weird day, so let's just do things.
That's a
weird
way to come back in that story, and us just commenting on it and be like, all right, well, anyways.
So that's weird.
So about your comedy.
That's pretty much exactly the way we're going to do that.
All right, well, so about your comedy.
Yeah.
Where were you born?
I was born in Pennsylvania, actually.
Steel City.
Yeah. Not really, though. Yeah,
Steel State.
No, I live like 30 minutes north of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
A town called Saxonburg. No one's ever really heard of it. We had like 4 stop signs.
Mm-hmm.
It was fucking awesome.
It's like what
4.
The,
like, what more could a kid ask for?
It was just one intersection that was a
4-way
stop.
Yeah, it was 1 4-way.
Do you guys want to go stop?
Yeah.
Hop in.
And you could go to 3 different towns or just back to your hometown.
How long did you stay out there for?
I just saw I was 18, and I came out to Kent.
So you were there the whole time, then?
The whole time.
God, what is that like?
I'm about to say, a town with 4 stop signs.
Yeah.
Like, how was school?
4 stop signs and 1 intersection.
Minimal of students, I guess.
Mm. How many in your graduating class?
Nowhere around us had, like, much going on either, so it was everywhere
one
was there.
Put into one school.
Yeah, so it was like, I want to say like 170 or something.
Wow, right on.
Yeah.
Well, that's not too bad. My graduating class was only like 220 or
but
something.
But you
like
started
that.
Out at like what, 5?
In freshman year, it starts off like 400, and then the lockers just start eating kids.
I thought you went from 5 to 220. I was like, that's great.
We started
added
with like
245 students.
No, they lost. We lost them. Lockers eat people. Yeah, I swear the lockers just eat the kids up.
Because
you don't know where they go. Because it literally like it's they're there and they're not. Like
the ghosts roam the hallways.
Because the popular kids are shoving them in lockers.
Mm, and they're just fucking gone. I
they
think
die.
The janitors bag them up in a trash can later.
Oh, there's another one.
Oh.
Another found dead at a high school.
Poor kid.
So, but no, you lived out there. Again. You lived out there all the time. And was it a farm? Was it a fucking?
I just lived in a brick house across from a farm.
But
like my family like worked on the farm.
Was it a? So you were actually in a farm area in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Are you Amish?
No,
you have a mustache.
But
so
I have seen Amish people.
Yeah, we have Amish people.
I know they exist.
I believe in them.
Oh, nice.
Dude, I've seen Kingpin.
Yeah, I have. The bowling alley that they shot all that at is like 10 minutes from where I grew up.
No, awesome. There you go. Yeah, that's fucking, that's like a magical
Which is
thing.
The best part of my childhood.
Mm. I don't
know. We're going to that bowling alley again, right, Dan?
Yeah, oh, there it is.
Can we go play?
Once.
No.
Yeah.
I've been there hanging out and shit. So, but the, I wanted to get into an Amish thing.
Okay.
I'm trying to dial off of it. I'm like, but I'm really stuck on it.
You were Amish for Halloween once.
Yeah, they use like cell
Breaking
phones
Amish.
And shit now. Did you know that?
Really?
Like, yeah, they,
How, isn't that
just, they, don't, they just don't let people know about it.
It's like, just like a dress code at
when
this
they're,
point.
Yeah, when they're at home and they're like hanging out, yeah, he's got an iPhone or
they're
something.
They're playing Angry Birds.
Because,
oh, yeah.
But it's also like you gotta have it for business. Like if you're gonna run a business and you're gonna sell things,
yeah, you need to have email in this day and age.
Yeah, so it's like they got their iPhones. They just don't want you to know about it. They're like, oh no, we're churning butter over here.
Texting.
Probably end up playing a churning butter game on their phone.
That's a good one. So
you gotta take the horses out of the town to download apps and shit.
Need to get that whiffy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you were on a farm in Pennsylvania then. Because I don't associate farms with Pennsylvania. I associate mountains.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially, it's more hills.
Yeah,
than
it's
anything.
Just a lot of hills.
Well,
which I never realized.
To Ohio, it's mountains.
Because
I drive there like twice a month. And every time I'm like, look at these mountains. Because, I mean, we're just all flat.
Yeah, the first time I went, like,
like back to Pennsylvania with someone from here. Like we're just driving up like gentle hills, and they're like, "What the hell is going on?"
Yeah, yeah, and you feel
like nothing seems awkward about this.
I know you almost don't know how your car is going to work, or you're like, "How is my car holding this?" Yeah. And then sometimes you get into the cities and you start hitting hills like this and shit. And
yeah, like, those are all, still fucked up to
with
me.
All like double parked cars.
Yeah,
it's like good luck.
Yeah, dude, we used
covered in ice.
Yeah. Just coast.
We used to take a fucking 11-seater church van with a fucking, how big's that shit, a 6x8 trailer.
Yeah, yeah, at least.
And take that up and down the streets and fucking, the worst would be going to Cory, Pennsylvania. Do you have any idea where that's at?
No, but I've heard of it.
It's like an hour south of Erie, maybe.
Yeah.
So it's that area, Erie area, and fucking, but it's way off the fucking highway. You get to like Meadville, and then you got to drive an hour off the highway.
Okay,
And you're just going up and down hills like this, and we're in that fucking van. And
hated like idling, so hills. Wow. It was like, why?
Yeah, it was the scariest.
But
fucking
once
thing
it goes
in the world.
Downhill.
Oh yeah, then all we just have like 1,000 pounds of equipment, and plus like five dudes in a van.
And I'm like,
well, we can't
deer
stop.
It's like, hopefully my brakes hold.
Well, if it doesn't,
like, yeah,
the deer crosses, it'll explode. I don't even think our van would take it down.
Yeah, I wouldn't brake on a deer.
No.
That van.
We're going 90 down this hill so we can make it back up the other side.
It wouldn't have even left a dent on that van
windshield wipers on.
Yeah, if I would have hit brakes, though.
Yeah.
I've seen a van hit brakes when they hit a deer before, though.
Excuse me.
And when they hit brakes when you hit a deer, that fucking shit just launches like a catapult. I guess you could say.
Yeah.
That's like me working on my walking.
Catapult. You're about to do your walking. Yeah.
Catapult.
You're like a cat. I forgot how I'm walking. No.
No.
Who are we talking about?
Christopher Walken. Anyway, no. This van, it hit a fucking deer and it fucking
shot
lifted
right up.
It probably like 10, 15 feet high and it came down through the fucking windshield. It was the gnarliest thing I've ever seen in my life. I was the car across from it when it happened.
Holy shit. Good thing you didn't hit it.
So,
you hit any deers?
No, I haven't. Just other cars. And like, I hit a hill once.
You hit a hill. See,
in
Pennsylvania.
In that one intersection. Fucking hit a car
hill
in the
crossing.
Hill.
There's four ways to go. I took the fifth one.
There's the bell for that one.
It's behind your computer. Right there. Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was a Nomad bell.
Fifth thing. So you went to school out there and everything. You fucking were you a class clown in that? I always ask everybody this question.
Yeah, for the most. I was actually class president as well.
Uh-huh.
Because.
So you weren't only the funny guy, but you were the fucking political man.
No.
of 160.
Yeah. I mean, my senior year, they were like. There was like one girl running for class president, and I jokingly told her that I was going to run too.
Mm.
So she started talking shit about me to everybody. So I was like, I will fucking run.
I got
and
you,
I won
bitch.
Like all Smear the campaign. Votes except for like five of them. I was like, suck it.
They're like, you're out of office.
I get to read names at graduation. Joke's on you.
And that was the whole point in that.
Would you run? What was your running things?
It wasn't really any. It was just like a piece of paper. It was just like, you want Dylan or this bitch?
Yeah, okay. Did you have to...
it literally said this
Was there
bitch.
Anything that came with your... Was there anything that came with your executive responsibilities as...
No, because like it went through the whole year, and I was like, fuck, I haven't done anything. Am I supposed to do anything?
Yeah.
And I went and tried
More
to find
Cheetos
out.
More in the vending
and
machine.
They were just not really.
Coordinate like colors for the prom.
Yeah, you're a figurehead, dude. You're basically like the queen in Canada.
Mm.
Yeah, and then I'm supposed to set up like the class reunions. Yeah.
True.
I'm supposed to set up like the class reunions.
Oh,
and
that's
everyone
your
like,
job.
Yeah, I was like, I'll probably be dead or something by then.
In the 10 years, man, I'll be gone.
Everyone wanted me to do a 5-year one, and I was like,
Wow, really? We miss it so much.
I know. I was like, I'm not coming back there.
Everybody, there's like a Facebook group for my graduating class, and it's like.
Yeah, we're coming up, right?
What?
Maybe
next year.
Yeah, next year. Wow,
2006. Yeah, Jesus.
Do you feel accomplished at all?
What? Since then?
Yeah.
I feel like a better human.
Okay.
Well, I guess, man, I got a pretty cool... I mean, I've got an all right successful life. I'm a restaurant manager in a pizza store.
Who doesn't take any shit?
I'll take
Hell
shit
no.
No one.
That's the one to be proud of, honestly.
Hey, motherfucker, I'll take shit for no one. I got that guy rerouted. I was like, man, but if you really think about it, though, if
I want to keep these updates.
If I tried to fight a customer, I'd be fired.
A customer, but not someone that works for you.
What's up? I mean, what? Well, that guy
kind of works for you.
Who?
The guy that was driving off shit.
No, I'm a customer of his. I spend $3,000 a
fucking
week.
True, yeah. If you try to jump the counter at somebody, Jeff would be like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
These people are paying
customers. I was like, come outside. Come outside and say that to me.
I wonder if that dude gets fired.
No, he'll be rerouted.
Yeah.
Nobody wants anybody.
That's
going to
happen again. Like, that dude's going to do that shit again. He's just that guy.
Mm,
that isn't like a one time thing of like, today's not the day.
Yeah,
said the fuck
me,
word.
Don't talk to me about cans.
Yeah. It made me wonder, like, because I'm cool. I can't be the only manager in the world.
And especially of how he acted towards you when you, the 15 degree thing.
And I let anything slide. I really don't care if the shit's all dented up and that. I just
replace it.
But some of the product was actually dented. And I'm like, check this out. And I'm like, what did you guys do to this? Basically, you know what I mean? And he was like, we didn't do anything to it. It came on the truck like that. And I'm like, well, your loader's fucked it up then. I don't care who fucked it up. Like,
just make it better.
Anyway, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. So you hit a hill? That kind of caught my attention. I was like, how do you hit a hill?
Yeah, I was drinking and driving really hard, and I spun out.
Is that the thing to do in Pennsylvania?
That's the only thing to do in Pennsylvania.
You can't walk anywhere. It's too far.
Yeah, honestly.
But, I mean, you were in a small town. Is there, like, a lot of DUIs going on out there? Is it just kind of like free
reign?
Everyone's
running that
one
stop
sign. You don't
ever
have to drive that far. It's just kind of a chance.
What?
Just getting pulled over by the one cop.
So it is just like one Barney Fife.
There's only one out at a time in this town, I believe. And one of our friends knew his mom was like dating someone at the police station.
Mm.
So he had a list on his fridge of which cop would be out at which time and when there were none. And that's when we would all leave like parties and shit.
Yeah.
We're all right, there's not gonna be no cops.
Yeah, see, the towns would always be shit. Like, there would always be, when we would be in the little towns in Pennsylvania, there'd always be cops littered all over the actual, like, three streets that were the city.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you got out in the country,
nothing.
Yeah, there would be nothing. So that's why I always wondered if, like, fucking, it was that cool, like, free reign. Like, I could just get wasted and go 90 in the country all the time.
I remember.
Kinda, because it's, like, little towns, and then they have their own police. And then there's another town, like, over here and over here, like, miles away. But in between, only the state police could do anything. Mm. And they're not fucking hanging out there.
They're probably on the interstate or the turnpike or where the fuck they feel like hanging out at. They're not looking for your fucking backwoods hick guy sliding down the street hanging out. I didn't mean
So you're drunk driving.
Yeah.
And he hit a hill. He was doing donuts. Yeah. He said, Is that what you did? You were doing donuts?
Well, not on purpose.
I thought you were just hanging out in the parking lot.
Just joyriding.
I needed to get home so I could go to work in the morning. And
there's this hill in front of me.
Turning real fast. Just fucking like Tom Cruise Days of Thunder.
Was it when you're like that drunk driving to where you like lean with the car when you turn?
Something like that.
That's the worst.
It's a hazy moment.
I do that anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a weird way to drive.
When you're playing the video games too, you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because you're not actually. Yeah. Okay. Never
so mind. Did you graduate with good grades and shit then?
Yeah.
You say you were class president.
Yeah, they're right.
You were into school.
Nah.
You into music? What's the shirt? It looks like this.
This is Magruder Grind.
Uh-huh. Is it a
band?
I know
these guys now. Dude. This is a grindcore band from Singapore.
Mm. It's Singapore's fucked up, man.
So are these guys.
It births it.
Yeah, when he was like, I'm into death metal, weed, and what was the other thing?
Pro wrestling.
And I was like, you'll fit right in.
I was about to say, I mean, that's pretty much the three things I'm into.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, so then you had a lot of death metal, weed, and professional wrestling as a kid then?
Yeah.
Or did that come later?
No, I mean,
I was a late bloomer to professional wrestling. Right when I hit 22.
I didn't start
really
smoking weed until I lived in Ohio, but...
Well, you're class president, you can't.
Well, yeah.
I didn't inhale. She blew me.
That's funny. Yeah.
The chick that lost.
But no, I mean, I haven't listened to death metal since I was in like eighth grade. I was just one of those nerdy like kids just sitting on their computers just downloading
Is
all the
like
music. Is
that like Napster days or LimeWire or whatever?
Yeah, kind of. I think it was... What was the name of
Kazaa, Morpheus?
Soulseek.
Yeah.
I was about to say, Rob's still stuck in
they
fucking...
They finally took Soulseek down.
Did they?
Yeah.
Why finally? It seems like it wouldn't have even been a problem at this point.
I would say there's probably such a... But they're kind of getting to the point where they're kind of, they are shutting everything down, and they're trying to make the
bell for shutting shit down.
Well, hey. They're trying to make it as easy as they can to get it legally, so that you don't have to steal it. At least right. That's the way I feel. I feel like it's easier just to have the Netflix and the.
Yeah, no, yeah. I agree. Like you have Spotify. To, you keep having to find the new website once one goes down. Shit, yeah.
It's easier to just have Spotify than it is to fucking sit there and download.
Spotify
music.
Honestly seems like the best way to go if you're gonna like try to like stream different types of music because you only pay like a flat fee for the month and then you can play full albums. That's insane.
You can play whatever. You
like
want,
Netflix, yeah. It's like all like what you can stream is chosen by them. Like Spotify is like here's everything we have.
But and what about when that's not there?
Spotify?
That's why I don't.
Well, the only person that's not on is like fucking Taylor Swift, so.
Yeah, that's why. That's also why.
That's the start.
Yeah. That was my original reason for not ever getting involved with Spotify.
Because she wasn't on it?
Yeah.
You're like, motherfucker, can't be a part
like,
of it.
Like, oh, if T Swift isn't in there, neither is Dylan.
Man, me and Spotify. And never, ever getting back together.
Oh, nice.
So the, but so, death metal.
Hold on, did you play sports?
No.
Pro wrestler? No? No. Backyard wrestling, nothing?
Yeah, no, not really. I was always just like a nerdy video kid.
Mm. What, a video or video game?
No, just video.
You, what does that mean?
Just like filming.
Porn
like
mostly.
No. I get you. Yeah,
porn.
And porn and death metal.
Yeah. Yeah. JPEGs.
Yeah,
nice.
Seventh grade.
You were doing.
It's loading bar by bar.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to see a nipple in like 30 seconds and I'm going to come.
What a
class president.
They're coming
27.
In 5, 4, three. Oh, there's half an areola.
President of Titty City. The what? When did the love of wrestling start? Then,
let's see. Probably around like 99, like right, like
Attitude
Monday
Era
night.
Stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Towards
like
the end
cold.
Of the Attitude Era.
Yeah. Yeah, I was about to say, was it somebody like, man, you got to see this Stone Cold guy?
He's drinks.
I think Stone Cold. He was about like broken necked by then. By 99, he didn't come back around until like 2001. It was like The Rock.
Well, like
would
beginning
have been
of '99 was just his like big feud with Vince McMahon. I feel. Like.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The Valentine Massacre or whatever.
The
it was
beer
around
truck
then.
And everything.
Yep.
Mm. That was a good one.
Yeah.
And so
does he drive like a forklift?
Not a forklift. A Zamboni.
Zamboni. How could I get that?
Yeah. And then he has the bulldozer. He cements.
Yeah.
The
cement. Fucking
the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that? Shawn Michaels' car. Yeah.
He
it
did.
Was Vince McMahon's.
He did.
But it was like kind of, it was an iconic.
Monster truck.
It was an iconic
that
would have
been
moment.
Way better if his thing, instead of like, you know, Undertaker ride a motorcycle to the front of the ring.
Yeah.
If he rode a Zamboni every single time.
Every
night. Just Stone Cold. And
I think every time
cold.
He drove something different, didn't he? He
for
was
the
always
most part,
shit,
yeah, he fucking had. He had to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but usually he just walked down, crack open 6 beers, pour it on his face.
I think
get
he
in the
did
ring.
Have like a crane the one time and dropped it on a bus, made
wow.
it explode. I definitely remember that.
All right.
There's Stone Cold did a lot of. He did about everything, and they're iconic moments. You remember them? They're television. It's television moments, man.
Right. You know, like Sandman from ECW. Because his entrances are like Stone Cold's, but he just literally just walks around for like 10 minutes and just chugs beers and smokes cigarettes, and they just give him the whole time.
It That's was amazing. One of the that
was my mind.
One of the most iconic things, too, and it was like...
He never threw up in a match?
No.
Just chugging
dude,
beers?
Dude, there was times he was so...
He needed them.
I've been watching...
That's why
he
would have
thrown
shaking.
Up if they didn't let him drink them.
I watched this interview with somebody the other day, and they were like, they were talking about a match they had with Sandman, and they were like, he was such a drunken mess... That he forgot he was in the middle of a wrestling match and walked to the back and got more beer in the middle of the match. And then on it, he fucking groped one of the wrestler's wives on the way back to the fucking, on the way back to the fucking ring and completely dropped his pants. So by the time he came back through the curtain, he was naked.
Cock out.
And cock out, walked all the way back to the fucking ring and started having the rest of his match naked with another beer in his hand.
And that dude was like, well, when in Rome.
Like, yeah. That's
play
just,
it as it lies.
I'm a golfer. He was starting, and then there's the stories about him fucking eating a bunch of acid before match, and he started calling. Really? Yeah, there's a lot of awesome Sandman stories.
Wait, where is he from?
ECW. You don't remember the Sandman?
No, I don't at all. I remember Taz. That's
Sandman would come out and cane people all the time.
One you shouldn't remember.
Shouldn't?
Yeah, Taz,
yeah,
Taz is
Sabu.
The...
Taz the 13?
Taz is the fake tough guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, oh yeah, okay.
I was watching an interview with somebody too, and they were like, I remember when Taz was white. It just cracked me up. It was like before he turned into an orange guy.
Was that New Jack, probably?
Yeah, it was New Jack. New Jack's fucking, it was hilarious. I saw it on the internet. But anyway, so is that where your love is? You don't watch The Product today? Do you? Are you
the
just
Product? Well,
it's wrestling, yeah.
You got a salesman.
The Product. But yeah, I started at the end of when it was, like, at its best. Mm. And I watched for, like, 2 or 3 more years. And I remember I missed it 1 week, and I was just like, I don't really give a shit that I missed it.
Mm.
And then I didn't watch it forever. And then once I came to, like, Ohio and was just, like, smoking weed one day, I was like, remember all those awesome matches? And it just, like, refueled everything, you know?
And but you start watching the new stuff or just watching your old stuff all the time?
Nah. Yeah. The new stuff's...
I keep up with the new stuff, but I spend way
more
time...
You have the WWE Network, so you have all the pay-per-views.
Yeah,
that's the
shit.
So that's when that's what I watch of the new stuff is the pay-per-views and stuff.
Yeah, obviously.
And they are really not that good still, though.
No.
But I watched Monday Night Raw last night, actually, because it was like my first time watching in a year. Because I was like, well, I might as well watch the last one before WrestleMania. And because it's always it's usually always a good show. And fuck, with how long the program is, I was asleep before it ended, so I never got to see the last hour.
So don't feel bad about your movie.
And then
he probably watched more than 5 minutes of Raw.
And then
this dude's in underwear.
And then but you could really I just understood. I was like, man, there is no reason to watch this. You can miss it every week, and it really doesn't matter. Yeah. There's their television programming.
So
really,
it's like no ongoing stories, like arcing. Well,
there,
I'm sure
there are, but
as.
Who cares about them?
Didn't grab you like
they
used
really
to.
Really didn't. None
now,
of
do
them
you
did.
Think that's an age thing, or you think that's just the fact that they're getting shitty at writing?
It has a lot to do with the writing because
they're shitty at writing.
Well, there's they actually the only good
remember
part.
When that chick gave birth to a hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
see,
when they were at their. Well, not exactly.
That's when they peaked.
That's that was start of the decline.
Sexual chocolate in that old lady.
He just came back recently.
By the time, fucking Triple H was raping a dead body and was when it was just over.
No, that was Kane raped her.
Kane raped her. You're right, but it's
Triple H caught him out.
So
this is his era.
that was when I was like, I can't do this. This is terrible.
I was around the same time.
But they and nowadays though they. Well, I was going to say, last night they had Triple H and Sting, right? And they're going to have a match at WrestleMania. And it was just really simple. Sting's out there. He's like, motherfucker, I'm going to have a smoking match, which is really weird. A mask reference threw me off. But anyway, he said smoking.
Like Jim Carrey mask. Okay, right. Well, I was like, what the fuck? Smoking mask?
Anyway,
I got you now.
Okay, so
smoking.
He made a mask reference, but he's cutting a promo.
That's good shit, man.
Yeah,
and then
awesome.
He starts talking with his ass cheeks. He's been really into Jim Carrey lately.
But then Triple H came out. He picks up a sledgehammer. Sting grabs a bat. They got, I got sledgehammer. I got the bat. I got sledgehammer. I got the bat. And then the bad guy walks away. And that was the end of the segment. That's perfect television. That's fine. Right?
Yeah.
They didn't have no fucking weird thing where Sting accidentally raped Stephanie McMahon 5 years ago. You know what I mean? And now they're out for a vengeance. Like, that's when stuff gets really convoluted and you're kind of like, what the hell is going on?
Well, they want it to be like a soap opera. Like, he fucked her and she's fucking him now and they didn't know.
But sometimes that stuff can work. I'm not trying to bury it all the time. I guess it's...
sometimes.
Some of the stuff just gets so fucking just...
overplayed.
And the programming is so long.
Yeah.
Who wants to watch 3 hours of Monday Night Raw?
Holy shit. So it's 8 to 11?
It's 8 to 11. Now.
Holy fuck.
It's been that way for like 3 years now, too.
I thought it was only like 8 to 10 or 8 to 9, right?
It was 9 to 11 for decades.
All right, so 2 hours. Yeah, like. that was a good time. And SmackDown, too, or was that an hour?
What's up? SmackDown was 2 hours.
Okay, yeah.
So they do 5 hours just there in primetime with fucking Raw and SmackDown. Then they also got Main Event and Superstars.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, they have all that on television that they got to produce every week. And that's just overkill.
Yeah.
You got like 90 billion people trying to write the fucking television show.
We have totally lost our interview with Dylan.
No, let's go back to it. So, so you're into pro wrestling.
I introduced that.
Yeah. You're into pro wrestling, and then you, how'd you get into comedy?
Well, no, I wanted to hear about the video nerd stuff real quick.
You were, editing and all that type of stuff.
You're just into shooting like home movies when you were a kid?
Yeah, I was always into that.
Like, we did the Blair Witch parody one time. It was like the greatest thing we ever did. We did a 25-minute one take, just going through the woods, fucking.
Nice.
And that was my thing. We did one movie.
When was this?
With no editing. What's up? When was this? Probably 90.
I thought you were
joking
when you were saying this. I was like, oh, he's making up a story. These are fun.
I wish.
And then you're like, I
still had that 25-minute
one shot.
we had just fucking followed it going around through the woods, and my one and Adam Gravatt just improvised at every little spot. He's like,
holy
this is
shit.
The voodoo stick of Armin
Gonda. He's coming on
like,
the podcast. We have to find that and commentate the entire.
It doesn't exist unless he has it. He might have it. You have
I'll ask him
if he has the Blair Witch of Whitehall projects.
Holy fuck, that's amazing.
You never have those projects from before, though.
No,
though.
They don't exist. Yeah. They're gone.
Oh, you know they're never going to sound the same.
Jim Lee was like he runs DC Comics now, but he like drew like a really like awesome Batman line and shit. But anyways, he has all of the shit from when he was younger. Like, every single piece of paper that he drew on. Like, all the heroes that he was inventing when he was, like, 6 years old, like, drawing them and shit like that. Like, that's fucking insane. He's going to make so much money off that book when he fucking releases it. So, like,
as soon as the internet came around, there's a bunch of my stuff I wish didn't exist on the internet exists. Like, music I recorded in 2005. And
that shit's great.
Websites I made in 2002. And
sure, they're like, amazing too.
But they're like gone now, and it's perfect.
Those angel, no, the one that they're still up there. Like, it's like,
well,
angel
I haven't
fire.
Been able to find
somehow,
any of my weird shit from back then.
Somehow his angel fire just
my MySpace is gone. I didn't fuck with angel fire.
I found my
GeoCities.
I found my MySpace the other day too. I downloaded it on my phone. I went to MySpace and I was like, what's going on here? It took me. I swear to God, it probably took me about 2.5 hours to figure out what my password was. Like, I had to come back to it. Like, I was like, what the fuck was my password from 10 years ago? Like, my email that I used to was an AOL email. Like, it took me like 10 minutes to figure that out, too. I'm like going through all my emails.
So you can't do like, forgot my password.
No, I actually did. I literally did, because then I had to go to AOL.com and remember my fucking password for that from 2002. So I'm sitting
Rubik's
there,
cube of.
I was ready to sign on to AIM and just send a message, like click a little door.
No, just put an away message.
No one's online.
You open the door. Away. It's some fucking AFI lyrics.
That's perfect.
I still got all my old videos. Brent from Benighton Empire, that was on our podcast.
Yeah.
He's got them all. Like, there's videos of like us piling snow up against like his entire sliding glass back door. And then like
black door,
back door. And then he's like, we're snowed in. I'm like, we're not snowed in. And I run through it like Superman, shit like that.
It shattered the glass.
We need to put that on YouTube. Well, a sketch right there.
Yeah.
No, it was cool. But what happened was all the snow fell inside the house. And then like his mom was like, what the fuck?
I would imagine. I'd be like, I hate kids.
Yeah.
You should have pulled out Don or whatever his dad's name
was. So you were shooting and fucking editing short films and stuff when you were a kid.
Not even like short films. It was just like I would just get people together for the weekend. We'd just be like, "Let's just make a fucking video."
Oh,
and it
like
was when it was all on like just like Hi8 or like mini DV. So we'd have to like edit it on camera.
Are you talking
and try
about
rewind?
Is
back
the Hi8 the little cassette that you put in
the
big
tiny
cassette?
Ones, yeah.
God, I had so many skate videos that I wish I still had those.
Yeah,
I had the giant camera.
Yeah, with the video, the VHS. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Whole tape.
I remember when they made the mini ones. I was like, wow, these are so compact.
Yeah.
We are in the future. And then you pop it in your camera and fucking go skate around. But then you have to put it in an actual one.
Yeah.
And it would slow down the tape and shit. That shit was nuts.
Records for like 12 minutes.
And then you have to hook up another VCR to edit that tape from, and you had like blue screens and shit. I remember I was in ninth grade and we had to do a video, and I did skating, and it was like me skateboarding, and I cut it together like my best tricks, which were all like the good shots and shit, but there was the blue like between each one. Like, it was a robot chicken sketch. I was way ahead of my time. Yeah. Mr. Omni had no idea.
I like that.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, I used to like sit around and I'd like cut like different tapes together and like live edit and all that stuff. And now it's so easy, and I'm just like, I'll do that.
You could drop
later.
In fucking five tapes and just like edit them all and like squeeze them together and shit. It's insane.
the way I'll sit there with like just Windows Movie Maker nowadays. Could you imagine having that 20 years ago?
No.
I'm sure it existed in some form.
So do you like doing that more nowadays too, or do you like comedy?
Yeah, I mean, because I get paid for it now at least usually.
Really? You get paid to edit and shit, or you get paid to shoot?
Yeah, both. I mean, I was just shooting a music video across town.
What do you shoot on? What kind of camera?
A Panasonic GH4.
Wow, yeah. Really? Right on. A lot of people that I know that shoot with like Canon or Nikon.
Yeah, I don't know. Panasonics are better for video.
Okay.
And I don't want to take fucking pictures.
Do you,
pictures. I want fucking 30 pictures in a second.
Oh, 24 frames.
Yeah, we'll see.
Depends. So you shoot with the Panasonic. Do you have like, you're shooting music video, so obviously it's just all like fucking tape and you put the thing down, like the song below it.
Yeah.
Like,
when
you edit it and shit. How many cameras do you have like for your setup?
I mean, it depends. We shot on like 3 cameras today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, typically 3 if we're shooting like a band, just like a live thing. I mean, a music video will probably be like single camera, you know?
So just one take all the way through and then you move around or you keep it at one spot?
Yeah,
the whole time?
You just usually like one camera for each shot, which is weird because most bands don't understand how to shoot videos and they get very frustrated with like how long it takes.
Well, yeah, because how many times do you like play the song over one?
Exactly.
Like how many times do you do it usually? Like 10?
That's being generous.
Really?
I mean, it depends on how complicated the video is. If it's just like a video of them playing, I mean, you can set up multiple cameras and not do much. But
right.
I mean, if it's like a story-based video, you're going to be playing that song all fucking day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you
you're going to be sick of it by the end.
Well, I mean,
I
feel like when they shot the What's My Age Again video, they did all the running and shit in like one take and like set up shots for that one thing. Had them do it, and then had, like, the 3-4 cameras set up with, like, a moving camera.
That's a weird, like, just go-to. Like, I feel like in the What's My Age Again
like,
video.
How did they do this?
Well, no, when he was talking
about
it.
Were their dicks really out?
Yeah. Or is it just a blur screen when they color-coded it?
Is that what their dicks look like?
For real? I don't get it. No, but the reason why I asked is because, like, there was the one storyline in that video. That was the first one that came to mind. Some of their dicks out running around. But yeah, so I mean, like, if you shoot that sort of thing, then I mean, you play the song while they're like running around doing the story.
I would imagine usually, like, if they were when they were just doing the running around, they wouldn't play
just doing.
It,
yeah. So in the storyline videos that you shoot, is the singer like singing the lyrics?
Yeah, that depends on the video. Okay. I'm not gonna play the fucking song if they're not, because then that's just all set up and editing, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what part of the song they are when they're just trying to act, you know.
That's wild.
They become actors.
Yeah.
That's
we could all become actors.
That's a weird thing to think about, like, having to act.
Would you see the...
It's hard. It's weird.
The Fallen Captain video where they're running from zombies?
I worked with
like,
the dudes that made that, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that?
Not that good.
Oh, no. Right on.
I'm not going to keep talking about it.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, gotcha.
But the do you still do a bunch of you obviously continuously working on video shooting then?
Yeah.
And wait, when did that start?
Like,
I mean, like legitimately? Yeah.
I mean, I graduated in May, so since then, like officially.
So you went to school for?
Yeah.
Is that why you came to Kent from Pennsylvania?
Sort of, but I kind of just didn't want to pick a fucking college, and that was like the last letter I got, and I was like, here, Mom, I'll go here.
That's how far is
but Kent? But it worked out, I like it.
How far is Kent State from where you're from?
Like 2 hours.
Mm.
It's 100 miles exactly.
Where is that, like, was it, like, the furthest one away you applied to, or you applied to them, like, all around
Harvard?
Here?
I was...
UCLA was one of them.
Yeah. Beijing, U.
Oh, nice. Toronto Film School, that's where Kevin Smith went.
No, I was going to go to I was gonna go to NYU, but I could not afford to even
Holy
consider
fuck.
That.
Yeah, or live there. Yeah.
Yeah.
About to say my brother's like fucking about to suck dick for money. Like he was up there.
I mean,
not really. Sorry, Adam.
So maybe I should have went.
No. Yeah. Not bad.
Could have paid those off immediately. No, I don't know. I mean, going somewhere like that, all you're going to do is get better connections, because that's all it's about. It doesn't matter where you have a fucking degree at.
So what, I just
would do all the jobs that I've done with no degree, just right? Because they're like, can you fucking do it?
Hey, do you have a camera? Yeah, yeah. All right, you're hired.
No drug test, no background check. Right. Just like, can we're you fucking that, like, do this?
Well, I mean, like, anyone that like does shit usually knows the person that's doing it for them.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
the band who plays in their garage is like, no, wait, you don't have a degree? No, you can't shoot our video.
Piss in this cup in case you get hurt. We don't want to play your insurance.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I'm like stuck on landing in Kent. Like I guess it's got to be. Did you have like the vision? Like I'm gonna move to Ohio. Like that had.
Oh, not at all.
It was literally
with a little like fucking sack.
So
on
did
his
you
back,
even
like stick.
Did you pick the college even knowing it was in Ohio? Like you
said,
well, it was
just the
last letter.
Yeah, well, my sister actually went to Kent a year before me.
What'd she go for?
Interior design.
Okay, it,
but yeah. So was there a super draw for her? Like I'm gonna go to Ohio.
Not
I'm gonna
really,
go to
that
the big
was just
time.
The only like, reason I applied because I was like, oh, that place exists.
I know that.
Yeah.
And what would do you know what her draw to it was by any?
No
I just
idea.
Wondered,
see, I didn't like, even. I didn't even yeah. want to go to school or anything. I was just like, I'm sick of this.
Well,
shit.
You had to. Like, I'm assuming your parents were like, get a job or go to school.
Yeah.
And exactly. You're like, well, I'll go to school because that's not a
and
job.
And you fucking landed Kent State.
Yeah.
And you're like, hello, I'm in Ohio.
Yeah.
This
but
is
it was
life
the perfect
now.
Distance away from where I grew up to like still be relevant, but like not like.
And you
and he went
out.
Away. The school president went away to get educated. So they're
like,
he
said, fuck this place. What are we doing here?
But you could still come back. Back for Thanksgiving
right.
and stuff.
Get his dick sucked. Yeah, whatever.
I used to.
Just drive but you.
I still get my dick sucked.
All right.
I just still go back there to do it.
You don't have to fucking
he
count
stopped
up the month.
The sign.
It's like only associating turkey with dick sucking, just like getting excited for Thanksgiving.
Gobble gobble.
Yeah, finally you can get it here. You're in Kent State, and you what'd you go for? Specifically,
The degree is called electronic media production, which is a really broad fucking degree where you can kind of just take it to like you can do audio, you can do video, or whatever, but it doesn't matter because you're like your classes aren't going to matter, it's just based on if you bother to do shit outside of class and just work on projects,
right?
So, yeah, I mean, you're just paying to meet people,
and it gives you like a slight credential,
equipment.
Like they're like, oh, well, I have this degree too, I've majored in this, so people are like, oh, wow,
yeah,
even if you know nothing about it.
So, where the hell, well, I mean, my bad, didn't mean to interrupt you, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, you know, you can rent equipment from there, so that's cool, that's pretty much the only benefit.
You even still gotta rent it,
well,
if
you just
go
gotta
there.
Pay like a fee for your student, and then.
I got you.
It got pretty shady towards the end. I just bought my own shit. It was worth it.
Yeah, because the equipment just started getting outdated to what you needed?
Yeah, well, a bunch of kids that were dumb would break it all the time.
Or they would fucking... I feel like a lot of them took out the batteries and replaced them with old shitty batteries. Every time Elena would go there and get like the Zune H4, she would go record with it. The batteries would always be dead.
Yeah.
Always. Unless they're like running those things the entire time they have them, or they're just like replacing them
with
like remote batteries, like Wii batteries and shit like that. They're like, well, I need these and these work, so fuck it.
Yeah. They'd be like, you can't rent that anymore because that bitch broke it. I was like, I don't even know that bitch.
Yeah. She's not the
she
one
lost
I beat.
To me as the presidency.
Yeah. Well, I still know.
That's that funny. Bitch.
I'm president. She's exiled.
So where did comedy come into all that then?
I've always liked stand-up comedy since I was like probably like fucking 12 or something.
Who are your big favorites?
My favorite's probably Doug Stanhope. I really like Ari Shaffir, Joey Diaz. Who have I listened to lately? Bill Burr, obviously, is always a great one.
You listen to his podcast?
No, I haven't.
Right on. I heard a lot of his stand-up comes directly like stems from his podcast, which I think is kind of weird in this like time that we live in because like everyone's so well connected with the people they like because they're all talking to microphones for hours on end every week. But like they also come up with ideas and scenarios use because like Tony's like, oh man, half of Bill Burr's special like I already knew from his podcast.
I have heard the Sklar Brothers talk about that on their podcast.
Really,
they'll talk about how they'll start an idea on the show. And then they have to literally have that debate with themselves. Like, is it good enough to take to the stage? Because half of our fans are going to already
know it.
because they're starting to get, because of the podcast, get that real specific fan base at every town.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Only fans of them, so they're definitely hitting that shit.
Yeah. I mean, a podcast is like a consistent open mic you can just fucking go to.
And I've noticed
But it's also
though,
recorded, and anyone that is a fan of you can play it.
Like, if we were sitting on a stage right now and people were all watching us, like, I want to be entertained every second.
Yeah. Kevin Smith talks a lot about that when they're on fucking, like live shows.
Yeah.
Like, when he does, like, Fat Man on Batman, he's like, you can sit there and, like, fucking just, like poor about Batman, and like it doesn't have to be funny, but when you're on stage you want people to be entertained.
Yeah, like there's that, just like, this is what I'm here for.
Yeah exactly. And even if they're like sitting there interested, you can't tell because they're not laughing, they're not engaging, so it's a weird thing.
I don't remember what I was gonna say.
Okay.
Nah. Anyway, that was good. It was See, gonna be no. important.
Yeah. Todd Glass has a good podcast if you ever listen to him.
Is that another comedian you're in?
Yeah.
Right on.
I watched some smoke weed on the fucking, what the hell was it?
Getting dug with
getting
high.
Dug with high. He gets so fucking high.
There's a
Everyone does except for Doug. Because every time I watch Doug smoke, he always holds it in his mouth and just puffs it out. And everyone else is like holding it in.
He thinks he doesn't smoke. He's like got this whole like conspiracy that Doug Benson
smokes.
Doesn't
he
even get high.
He smokes. I bet he smokes before, but every time I watch him smoke on almost every time, not every time, almost every time I watch him smoke on camera, he holds it in his mouth and just like puffs it out because it doesn't look inhaled at all. It's just like very strange.
And Todd Glass is a great one though. I always listen to like the podcast he's on and shit. So you were always a fan of comedy then?
Yeah.
You were always writing jokes or coming up with concepts and ideas and stuff?
No, I mean, it was always just, like, situational, just, like, sitting around like this. It took a while for me to, like, actually trying to put it down on paper. I worked for a comedy TV show at the university whenever I went there.
The Agenda.
The Agenda. Award-winning.
Award-winning The Agenda.
Yes. Oh, that would have been funny if you guys named it the award-winning
Bobby said it was pretty... Bobby said he found it today, but he said it was pretty hard to find. Like, he had to dig deep.
I typed in your name and comedian, and the fourth video that popped up was you wearing, like, an American flag t-shirt.
Yeah.
And, dude, like, he likes America, too. Like,
when I typed in The Agenda and just that, it was like...
Oh, I'm sure that was hard to find. Yeah. I typed in this dude's name, comedian.
I would, like, name the videos, and I'm like, I can't fucking find it.
32 fucking links below. Oh, page 3. What do you know?
Let's say your concept of writing like jokes didn't come until then, or?
Yeah, I guess so. Because I mean, that show's kind of like, I mean, it's basically a ripoff of like, it's like a 30-minute long Weekend Update, pretty much. But I mean, that was like pretty much what got me into like regular writing. Like, it's a weekly show.
And then you gotta kind of keep writing about situations that are going on,
like
now.
Relevant, yeah. And then I got one of my friends to join the show, and he was always really interested in stand up, and he started doing stand up at the open mic at the Eurogyro in Kent, which is pretty much where a lot of people from around the area
ever start.
Yeah, Sundays. And then he just kind of drove me into doing it, and this was probably like a year and a half ago, or maybe two. And everyone does that where they're just like, I just got to get like drunk and like not be nervous and just go fuck up for one time and then I'll be able to do it. So you finally just convinced me to do that one night. I went to the Eurogyro, did like 12 minutes. I was supposed to do 5 minutes. Wasted. Anthony Savat came up and yelled at me after.
Like pulling you with a cane off. What was that experience like, Anthony Savat giving you the fucking... What did he give you, the tongue lashing for going so long?
Yeah, well, I mean, he told me I was funny.
Yeah.
He was just like, why are you doing 12 minutes? I was like, I don't know.
I'm wasting. I'm new
to this.
That's funny.
I mean, I was still in school back then. I was always busy, so like, I would just do like a set every like couple of months or some shit, you know? And I mean... I graduated last May, and then I took my, like, semester to just, like, fuck off and, like, just drink and sleep with a bunch of women and just do whatever the fuck I wanted. And then, like, come, like, New Year's, I was like, all right, you should probably get your shit together. I was like, well, if you want to tell jokes for a living, you should probably start doing it more.
Yeah.
So, like, the start of the year, I started just going every fucking week and just...
So you're hitting it every week now?
Do you have any shows you've done?
What?
Do you have any shows you've done since you started?
I don't know. I mean, since the start of the year, I've done at least two a week, three some weeks.
So that's like,
I mean, 100? I typically do Sunday, Tuesday, or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because we got three shows in Kent that are pretty accessible.
That's Gyro, Stone Tavern, Michelle's.
Yeah.
I haven't gone to the Stone Tavern show too often, but the times I have, I think I've seen you there more than I've seen anyone else there.
Nice.
That was the first time I saw you, was last time.
Yeah. That's my favorite show.
The Stone Tavern show.
Cool, yeah, it's a cool room.
It's good, and I mean, it doesn't have that open mic, like, just people are talking and not giving a shit.
Usually, you're right, totally.
Which is weird, sometimes, as soon as you walk in, you see the audience just looking at you.
Yeah.
Because it's just the stage or the door that you walked in.
Yeah.
So even if they're not looking at you, it looks like they're looking at you. So you don't go in and start acting like an idiot.
Yeah, when you walk into this, it honestly looks like you just walked onto a stage. Like, you're like, whoa.
This? Yeah.
That my chick bad. That was there last, last 2 weeks
fuck.
Ago.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Tell me about this.
She was just like tagging every joke. Every fucking joke.
And like half the time she was just mumbling. You couldn't even understand what she was saying.
Yeah, she'd be like,
so Josh, she sounds like the John Cena parody song.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically it was like fucking like Charlie Brown's teacher. Like, I mean, like it was just like that in the background, but like you heard her after every, like the laughter would stop and she'd be like, and they'd be like, really, this is still happening.
That lady told me once, she's like,
she lost her shoe mid show.
What?
Sitting.
Yeah. Okay.
Lost
so
her shoe
just in
the
after a joke,
oh,
hits,
that's
you just
right.
hear, I lost my shoe.
Yeah, some bullshit. And you like looked
that's
over.
Better than
like,
an applause break.
Right next to
fucking shoes over there.
I laughed so hard, my shoes exploded off my feet.
Where'd it go?
Wicked Witch of the West. Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Floats. That's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. So you've been hitting every fucking week. It seems like you have your mind on it. Both these guys enjoy you. I haven't seen you yet, and I was fucking sick and in bed and slept.
Yeah,
you
doesn't have anything on there like for
on the internet.
Yeah,
but you. It seems like you got your goddamn hand in a lot of stuff. Like the short film, you got music videos you're shooting, and then you're fucking doing comedy. You were also writing on TV and shit. Like, where the fuck? Where's I guess what's the passion in it? What's the main one? What's the goal you would want
to
hit?
I mean, I'd like to just do them all.
Do them
like,
all the time.
Just a good mix. I mean, that's part of like why I like doing like video stuff, because you don't do the same thing every day.
And not only that, you just do it during the day, and probably usually start around like what, noon or like some shit like that. I'm sure sometimes earlier, but most bands are like, yeah, do like 10, 11. Yeah. So I mean, you can go
honestly,
out and do comedy
usually
every
like
night.
6 a.m. or 6 p.m.
Wow,
because like, it's just like daylight or nighttime, whatever.
Gotcha. You have to hit that certain light time.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I
mean, you can light stuff differently.
Yeah, but the natural light
the
is
idea,
the best.
But,
like
yeah.
6 and 6. Yeah.
So you do. Well, where was I going? My bad. My head.
Video. You're asking him which was the main passion, but he wants
my
to do them
head,
all.
My head everywhere.
It's that
today.
Fucking dude.
I'm really interested in
the cans,
like,
man.
I'm really interested in the television writing. Like, is that like, especially writing conceptually, like every week? It's got to be a difficult, I guess.
It always got stressful because I would just be sitting there watching the news like, why isn't something more ridiculous happening that I have an idea about? And then you're just time's running out. And like, that's all.
Yeah,
because
sometimes
it's
slow news days.
Yeah. And sometimes you're like, I have this idea, it's hilarious, but it's not relevant to this fucking week. So fuck it.
Hey, you just
ever Nightcrawler? Like, you just like, you go out, you call
start making your own news.
Yeah.
I'll be the best reporter. Oh, when you Nightcrawler it, you cause your own news and then report about it. Kind of like how like Peter Parker would like snap a picture of him being Spider-Man and then give it to J. Jonah Jameson and being like, dude, I got this sick ass shot. He's like, how are you on the side of this building? God damn it, Parker, give me another picture.
That's very awesome.
Yeah.
I got it now. It was over my
connected
head
it with
time.
Spider-Man. Yeah. Thwip, thwip.
So what's the goal in the future? What do you got coming up?
Yeah, you gonna record a DVD or a special or some shit?
Slow Mutants.
Are you gonna record it yourself? You could. You should
start
shooting yourself.
I mean, I'm not gonna like go up there
time.
And just hold
my
selfie.
No.
I would
that'd
love
be
that.
Really cool.
The selfie.
I'm on stage.
Special.
I'm on stage.
You have a three camera setup, but you're also holding a selfie stick.
Yeah.
So that's in frame the entire time, but you still have that one shot where there's no cameras in frame.
I would. So all the other cameras are ruined because you can see me.
Right. Yeah. But keep panning back to it, and you always are making eye contact.
We have totally just wrote my next intro at the next comedy show.
You're gonna have a selfie stick.
I'm gonna have a selfie stick, and I'll be like, "Hey, everybody, I'm filming my comedy special tonight. So this this is the camera we're using.
That's amazing. and have like a fucking microphone.
This is for me, not you guys.
just like this microphone taped to your shirt with some bullshit cords coming out of it connected to your selfie stick.
I always got some sort of hacky bit I run at the beginning the of
Limp the
comedy
Bizkit
show.
One was fucking fantastic.
It was a very hacky bit. It was really nice.
That was great.
I put a red hat on and turned on Limp Bizkit.
He did
music.
Three impressions. He did Chris Walken, and he was just like,
now.
That's
he did three jokes with two words.
True. He did. Well, no, he's like, can you guess who this is? Hoo-ah! Scarface!
it was just silence.
He's like, I bet you guys all know this one. And then he like looks at me and he like gives a little head bob. And then like he puts on his red cap and it's like, give me something to break.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I turned into Fred Durst. Yeah. It was a pretty hacky bit. So I want to do the selfie stick comedy special at the next one.
That's it, dude. That's it.
I definitely have that down. I'm recording my.
Do you have anything
that you should
that.
Like? Not you shouldn't face the audience.
Yeah, I'm gonna face
so
the back wall
so that you can be in it and the audience can be in the
show. Oh yeah, performing in front of people.
I am already with you. I would just be facing the back wall with the selfie stick out.
Don't worry, I can see you guys. Do you have anything
to
plug?
Are you guys having a good time?
what's your production company called? Do you have one?
I don't. I've been working with Jorge and the Slow Mutants for a little bit now. I mean, they're shooting all the comedy specials around camp.
Yeah.
Don't
want to step on the toes.
They do amazing video too.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that Destroy Cleveland fucking documentary?
No.
Yeah, I think they talked about that at the Last Stone Tavern.
Is there a trailer for that?
Yeah, I saw that.
What's that about?
It looks pretty insane. It's just about like the early '80s, like Cleveland hardcore scene.
Yeah, there was some. Integrity is about to be on it, right?
Yeah, Integrity. Yeah.
That's a great band.
Yeah, I'll be working as an editor for a little bit on that, apparently.
Sick.
So that'll be cool.
Fuck yeah.
We should have a sweet.
What program
for
do you
that.
Guys use again? Sorry?
Premiere for that.
Adobe Premiere, right on. Adobe Premiere is fucking sick.
Yeah, I fuck with Avid, too.
Oh, right on. That's what
usually,
Kevin Smith uses to cut all his movies.
Yeah, I don't usually find anyone else that uses it. And it's
easier to transfer stuff with my bad, go ahead.
Oh, is Avid the same Avid that released Pro Tools?
Yeah.
Okay. Right on.
Yeah.
Because they always call it Avid. Like, and everyone that like has Pro Tools, they always call it Pro Tools. Not like, oh, I use Avid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but that's the maker of Pro Tools. That's why I always wondered.
Yeah.
Thank you for clearing that up, sir.
Well, I guess with Nuendo, I don't say I use Steinberg.
You're right. Yeah. But with that cutting program for movies, you say you use Avid.
But what's it called? Avid? Is it called
Avid
something? Avid
Media Composer.
So who wants to say Media Composer?
Sounds douchey.
Dude, no, I use Media Composer.
Oh, I compose my media with Media Composer.
You know like how composers like run music? I do that with media.
I bring all my videos in.
Yeah. It's like the Xbox One. I just cut things with my hands.
Game with a black stick.
your industry standard is the Premiere, though. So you can transfer files
Avid's
between everybody.
More the industry standard.
Agreed,
but all of your friends, I guess, is what you're trying to say.
Adobe Premiere, I mean, you get the suite for like $20
like,
a month.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, you have Photoshop, Lightroom, all that shit. Yeah, so do I.
But $20 a month? And then you can just edit down all day.
Yeah.
All day.
And no,
all
you,
month.
You have, but you have
all
the,
month.
All month.
Yeah,
bro.
But and you have the whole suite. So, like, all 32 programs or
can you
30,
make spreadsheets?
30 programs.
Too?
I believe so.
I mean, that's all I really am interested in.
You can make a video about spreadsheets.
Yeah, you can't actually make spreadsheets.
You can't make a spreadsheet.
What goes further?
A video.
What makes spreadsheets on the computer? Excel.
Yeah.
You got that shit?
No.
You fuck with Excel, dude?
I can't even think of a fucking reason I need a spreadsheet.
You fuck with that PowerPoint? The
fuck.
I think
shit, you got that Office?
I think that's what I'm going to get into is making spreadsheets.
Y'all got that Microsoft Works?
Yeah. Fucking Sean's like, I'm a bookkeeper now.
Yeah.
And I'll do it
you
live on
still
the
got
internet.
That little paperclip bouncing around in the corner.
Hey, Sean, need some help? Can't find the
hey,
help
Sean,
box.
You need to make some funny. Fucking spreadsheets.
I got it. I'm Clippy.
I got it all right here for you.
That fucking guy. I hated the Clip, man.
Yeah, Clippy.
Yeah,
you never get him to go
you,
away.
Yeah, you couldn't.
No.
You
just shows close back him out up. And he'd be like, sorry, dude. I'm on a bicycle yeah. now. I'm like, what
are you sure?
What Windows was that on? Was it on like ME or 98?
Yeah,
or
before, probably 96. Yeah,
fucking
I think
weird
it was 98. I feel like it was 98.
Maybe.
I think it was a new feature to 98. Like, hey, look at this little fucking...
Yeah. This is this guy.
This cocksucker.
He's going to teach you how to
he's
type.
He's the Jar Jar Binks yeah. of the internet.
Check out what computers can do now.
That's awesome.
Here's a paperclip to help you find your way.
So where can we catch you at next, man?
Let's see. I will... Well, I'll be probably next week, just Stone Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
Eurogyro on Sunday. That's open mic. That's always a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty no holds barred.
Yeah, I need to go to that.
Yeah, no, it's intense. And then Michelle's Lounge on Tuesday nights. Mm. And
AJ.
And they're not
AJ's show.
AJ's doing
that. That one's always great.
He got rid of the judges, I heard.
Yeah, and yeah. there's like the fucking like pool hat.
Oh, what yeah, next Tuesday's the theme show.
Oh, dude, we're going.
Yeah.
I will get
what's
off
the theme
early.
Show?
There's a bucket of themes. And
yeah,
you
they
just pull
pick from
out
the hat
one.
And
that's
to...
what you got to tell your jokes about.
Mm.
Oh.
I, that's.
We, Chad
like
Weaver
a...
was talking about that.
Yeah, it's the last Tuesday of every month.
Right mm-hmm. on. We
they
have to go to that.
Show.
It's intense. It's...
What was Chad Weaver's one last time? Didn't he have a weird... I can't remember what it was off the top of my head. He came here right after the theme show.
Yeah.
And he told us all about what his
I
theme was.
I couldn't remember
was.
What the theme was either.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, though.
Like dog bananas?
There was a female super something. Female super villain.
Weird that I said dog bananas.
Dog bananas. That's really
a female super something. Dog bananas.
Yeah.
Well, I remember the last one. Mine was like fucking hard. And then the person after me came up and got like the difference between white people and black people. I was like, you fucking serious?
AJ. He's like, I ran out of shit this
like,
week.
The
I'm
bartender
sorry.
Can come tell jokes about this.
And he did.
And it was actually him.
You just shake this man's hand?
I couldn't order a drink for 6 minutes.
What's up? Yeah, I am. That's what I'm doing now. You want to I always shake everybody's hand. You got to
yeah.
Don't pull me out. Last week, Chris Harvey was here, and he like he just barely gently touched
holy
my
shit,
hand, and I was like, the
chair hit that wall and went like up.
I was completely.
He's
out
like,
of
you're gonna win that MMA fight.
Yeah, it's, hopefully that's
yeah.
a good
yeah.
sign for. His
yeah,
fight.
Man, he's
been training.
It was pretty funny too. We had like a video stream going, and like we're all sitting here, and we're normal. And then, like, he's
that's
just
a
so,
weird way to phrase this.
So,
we're all being normal, like, always.
He's just so gigantic.
We all look normal, and then there's...
There's no head. There's no head, no, like, back. It was just, like, a stomach and two arms, like, just sitting there.
Yeah.
That's all you see, like, the first 20 minutes. I had, like, I had
and
to,
then
like,
we adjusted the camera.
Yeah.
It is pretty fucking
yeah,
gnarly.
Yeah, because I was
he's
next
just gigantic.
To him, so I'm like...
Yeah, he's 6 foot. He said he was 6 foot four, like
yeah.
440, 480
dude,
pounds.
He's taller than that.
He's a big fucking
no, he's
boy.
A, yeah,
dude.
6'4". Yeah, he's
is he?
Fucking tall.
He was
dude.
He was a cool dude
I
too,
he's
man.
Taller than that. Maybe I don't know how tall I am.
Hey, how tall are you? Yeah, let's
five,
go to
six on a good day.
Yeah,
about to say yeah. You seem about
if it's
it.
Not cold out, 5'6".
Oh shit! This dick makes him taller.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, Bob. I became a hipster a couple months ago. You know how I did that? I bought a turntable.
That's all it takes.
That's all it took. I bought a turntable. You know where I got that turntable?
The internet?
Off Amazon.com. There's all kinds of stuff you can buy on Amazon. And since Amazon.com supports Lousy Weather Media, you can too by going to Amazon's link off our website. Right? You just go to lousyweathermedia.com and click on the Amazon links when you want to do your shopping on Amazon. It takes you straight to amazon.com. It's just a little added step, and it kicks back a little bit of a kickback after you make your purchase to Lousy Weather Media, and it really helps us out and supports us. Lousy Weather Media and Amazon are like supporters of each other. We like to keep each other in business.
Together at last.
Together.
Lousy Weather and Amazon.
Together, Lousy Weather Media can keep Amazon in business. And Amazon can help keep Lousy Weather Media in business. Click the banners.
Man, this guy's like a modern. He's like an Akron MGK, dude. Keep that shit going. I want to hear that shit.
Someone took Spanish. Rolling those R's.
Andale.
Mama, yeah, yeah.
Northeast Ohio has a lot of MGKs per capita.
Yeah.
It seems like.
You're sitting in front of one right now.
Right.
Oh, smoke that K too.
Oh,
I wanted more of it.
So
yeah.
My PO don't know that I get high.
I mean, we're debuting a new single from Boss Honky right now.
Mm-hmm.
When did this song come out?
It's not new to a lot of people.
Don't know.
He's got a lot of followers.
Yeah, he does have 7,000 followers. Yeah. Getting to the paper, give a fuck about a hater.
Shout out to the real honkies out there rocking Taylor. Don't know that I get high. I mean, dude, I'm sorry. I recorded a rap song like a week ago called That Butt.
Oh, so, what, it sound, what was the chorus?
Well, it was like, the chorus was like, that butt, it's magic.
That's it?
No, there is more to it.
Oh, I thought that butt.
I feel like that's how all rap that songs butt, yeah, get explained.
Magic. That butt.
But yeah, it was magic, and then I'll be like, butt. Then I smoked that K2.
And I got
everyone's
high.
Like,
so
yeah?
My PO don't know that I get high.
No, I did. Actually, this is a better reference. I recorded a rap song like a month ago called Think I Give a Fuck About You.
Oh.
And the chorus was just like, you think I give a fuck about you? You think I give a fuck about you.
That rhymes.
You think I give a fuck about you.
All right. What's the cadence?
That was it.
Oh.
That was the chorus right there.
I thought you were about to be like,
I did the cadence.
That ass.
I did the cadence right there. Yeah, that butt. That butt's when I start to get crazy. That butt is magic.
I give a fuck about that butt.
That butt. But not anybody else.
Not you.
Not you.
Think I give a fuck about you.
Just that butt.
Those are my two songs I've recorded. I'm a rapper.
He's a rapper. Smokestack.
I should send him to Boss Honky.
That's his rap alias.
I should send him to Boss Honky and see if we can see if I get in on his label.
Yeah, yeah, let me get Boss Stacks.
Because I want that 7,000 followers. I smoked that K2. So
my PO
don't know
you
that.
You just want
I
that K2.
I did. Smokestack back. What's up? Smokestack back? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
New record, Smokestack
back. That's the lost track.
Smokes Honky?
Smokes Honky. You
oh, shit. He blows white guys.
You guys want to do a news story? Then get
I would
the fuck,
love
to.
Out
of here. All right.
Hey, come here, boys. Now, bend over. Come on. I'll figure out.
I don't know where.
That was weird.
I can't What's figure that? Out where it's at. It's a Dr. No.
It's like, no. Hey, come over here, boy. Come over here, boy.
No. I was trying to do that.
News. Welcome to the news.
Are you, you're getting a news story, Paul?
I'm trying to.
Mom, are you ready for it then?
I don't know.
You know, you have one?
No.
Oh. I'm waiting
go
for
ahead.
You then.
Oh. You can go ahead with yours.
Well, I just got one and then we'll end the show with it then.
All right.
Jesus. Well, we got the big information that Ted Cruz is running for president.
I've seen a lot of Ted Cruz stuff.
Well, I wanted us to listen to what some of Ted Cruz's
for what party?
Views are. He's a Republican.
But
from
like,
Texas.
Okay.
And we're going to listen to some of his views. And then we can discuss
okay.
how we feel about Ted Cruz running for president. Are you a Ted Cruz fan? You don't seem
no.
like a staunch Republican.
No.
You're not. No.
Really? I got the opposite.
I don't even vote.
You thought he may or may have been a staunch
Republican.
Yeah,
busy
I thought he was a staunch
day.
Republican.
Busy on voting day. Anyway, all right.
You betcha who diddly I am as conservative as all get out. Obamacare.
Is this Flanders?
Train wreck.
Is this him?
And that's actually
this
not
him,
fair
man.
To train wrecks. If you like
Who
your internet...
I don't trust anyone that says that.
Howdy ho, neighboroo.
Abolish the IRS. We need to padlock that building. And put all 110,000 agents on our southern border. Debates on this should follow science.
Do
you remember how it used to be called global warming?
Russia did the other day?
And then magically the theory changed to climate change?
Sure.
The reason is it wasn't warming.
We're facing assault on America.
Yeah, we want marriage to be the traditional union of one man and one woman.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Wow.
So, what do you think about? He did kind of sound like Bo Diddley.
Yeah, he's Ned Flanders, dude. Howdy, howdy.
I couldn't hear what he was talking about. What was he talking about?
Yeah, you didn't hear anything.
He didn't really talk about anything, did he? He just made noises.
That's what I thought, too.
Here, I'll let you go ahead and watch it over here, Bobby, because they show all the quotes on the screen. You betcha who
did. You betcha who did.
Yeah, I
smoked
reading.
That K2. He
said, so my PO don't know that I get high. You know what I'm saying?
He actually has come out and said that he has smoked marijuana once.
Oh, I thought you were about to say K2. I was like, wow, that's recent.
He smoked marijuana once and it was a big mistake. It was the biggest mistake he made in his life.
Because he didn't smoke it.
And then Ohio becomes
400 times after that.
Is he a senator from somewhere?
He's a what is he? Is he the governor of Texas or something like that?
He sounds like it.
He definitely sounds like the governor of Texas. Might be a senator or a representative from
Texas.
He
smokes some weed.
He's the governor of a fucking fairy tale land.
He owns a gun store in Wichita Falls.
Wichita.
Ted Cruz, I'll check the information for you right now. U.S. Senator from Texas, candidate for president for the Republican candidacy.
So that means that he's not one of the ones running yet. He's running against all the other people that are trying to run in the Republican candidacy, correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I've been watching House of Cards, so I kind of know politics now.
They'll have 8 to 12 people, and then they'll have like fucking a few debates and then wean that down to
it's like one of those bracket matches. Mm.
But this year they'll have Democrats and Republicans doing it.
Oh,
they'll be on both sides because last year it was just Obama ran again. So
right.
They didn't have to do it.
I liked one of those. I just don't remember which one it was.
Abolish the IRS because you don't want taxes. Is it that one?
Maybe that one intrigued me. I was like, what does that mean?
Just shut down the IRS.
I'm intrigued.
He just wants to do that. And then on Obamacare,
didn't the government entirely get shut down for a while last year?
Because of Republican senators, yeah,
but, like,
just a few months ago.
My life didn't even change at all.
True.
When that happened.
Your mail didn't come that one day, remember? You were like,
oh, God, fuck that. That pissed
like,
me off.
Oh,
I
yeah.
pay so much money to get
See,
Netflix DVDs
he's talking
sent
about
to me.
How, he's talking about how my life didn't change. I remembered. You didn't get your Netflix
Minus
DVD.
Minus the fact that you didn't get RoboCop 3 in the mail.
Yeah, that's tragic.
They shut down the government and you didn't get mail.
I didn't get Hellraiser
some, like,
5 with Adam Scott in it.
I always get the shittiest movies sent to me.
Ted Cruz.
And you can download him. That's what blows my mind.
Ted Cruz was talking about abortions the other day about how
he's for him, right?
No.
Oh,
loves them.
I saw an article. Oh, no, go ahead. I'll bring up my article.
What were you
going
to say? Go ahead.
An article about his dad said atheists need to be put into camps.
He was saying it too with
like
his dad.
Jews and concentration
I mean,
camps?
It really just reminds me
yeah, exactly.
Of like
Jews
yeah, that's what it sounds like. This guy's a regular old Hitler.
Atheist.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You don't need to do that.
Ted Cruz is, he's a very, it's going to be a very God country. Could you imagine if Ted Cruz, like, there's enough sane people in America.
Right.
Hopefully. I mean, Sarah Palin got fucking washed out the shore pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's enough sane people in America.
I feel like when you go too hard anyway, people are like, yeah, fuck this. This seems extreme. This is why we fight terrorists.
Smart. I mean, there people respect Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah. Wait, what about him?
He's smart.
Yeah.
But he's very fucking one way.
Yeah, he'd be like, I know about black holes.
Like, when you talk,
he does.
he knows about a lot.
Well, I know about black holes.
Yeah. Well, Neil deGrasse Tyson's here.
Not sure what you meant.
He also spends a lot of time. He also spends a lot of time explaining.
Assholes, mostly.
Why, that is funny. Okay. Double entendre there. Okay. But,
that's what Interstellar's all about.
Neil deGrasse Tyson also spends a lot of time explaining why Jesus isn't real because of this.
Yeah, he does.
So, I mean, you're pretty far one way. And
yeah.
There's still pretty much a can, but I don't know.
If he ran for president, people would be like, fuck no.
I would. Would you vote for him?
Fuck yeah.
What about Bill Nye?
That's what I was just thinking. Yeah, I was like, I would like to see Bill Nye run.
Because I feel bad for Bill Nye.
Well, wait, every State of the Union would be like a kid show, so that would rule. I'd watch it.
I saw Bill Nye. I don't know if this was real or not, because it was a GIF image or I don't know what.
It's on Facebook.
Yeah, it was on Facebook. So it was a screenshot, so I don't know if it was real. It could have been faked, but Bill Nye said, it takes this many seconds for the light to come from the sun. It takes this many seconds for me to smoke this blunt.
Yeah, I saw
what?
That.
That's definitely fake.
Yeah. I think it had a blue check mark next to it or some shit.
Yeah, you Photoshop. You have the suite.
Fair enough.
But
oh my God, that's such a good idea. I'll just start. Oh, you just opened up Pandora's box.
You just change people's Twitters.
Yeah,
tweets and post them on Facebook.
I'll just find their actual ones and be like, "Yep, he said it. Look at it."
That's what you do. I mean, that's the whole point to Photoshop is changing what people do and putting. You know what I mean? You just make Miley Cyrus a dick sucker.
She's holding that microphone. Not anymore. It's a cock.
It's a cock. I seen a bunch of teddy bears over World Heavyweight Champions.
Holding cocks?
Today. No, no.
I don't know if it's real or not.
Instead of taking...
Back Sunday?
Instead of taking pictures of World Heavyweight titles, they were photoshopping teddy bears over them. So they were the teddy weight. Championship
teddy
titles.
Weight. It takes 8 minutes.
What good does that do? Who does that with their day?
It takes 8 minutes and 17 seconds for the light to travel from the sun to Earth, but only 2 seconds for me to light this blunt.
Hashtag faded.
Blue check mark.
Bill Nye does not.
I don't think that's
he
real.
He gets faded, dude. You don't think Bill Nye gets faded? His wife tried to poison him.
I don't think he doesn't get faded. I don't think he hashtags about it.
That's true.
He Bill Nye is somebody I felt terrible for when he had that debate with the creationist people.
Yeah.
Like he goes to the creationist place, and then he's like trying to be like, no, listen to me.
Yeah,
I'm
hit him with logic.
Facts. And they're like, no, 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 we're giving you facts. No, I'm giving you facts. That was what I felt like the whole time. Poor Bill Nye.
Poor Bill Nye.
I guess that's the way to end the show today.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor Bill Nye.
Poor Bill Nye.
Yeah, he's a good president, though.
Pour one out for Bill Nye. Maybe.
All right.
Is he dead yet?
No. His wife did not kill him.
A lot of people thought he was dead.
Probably the best child show star.
Bill Nye, the science guy?
Yeah.
Right. Like Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers, maybe.
Do your Bill Nye the Science Guy impression.
Bill. No, that's his theme song.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
He didn't say any of those words.
There you go. Bob got it.
Yeah, that is something he says.
Yeah.
Science rules.
I liked it. What was his episode today?
77.
I was sick. I powered through it.
Lucky. Ear infection, Sean. Right. Sean V7.
I appreciate you coming here and hanging out.
Oh, second handshake. We just broke a record, people. Two handshakes. Let's have a good day.
77. Two handshakes.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.